Earlier this spring, the state made a decision about water, and it might just be a big deal. The cities of Hays and Russell had asked the state for permission to bring in water from a ranch about 60 miles to the south. The water would run through a pipeline from property along the Arkansas River down by the town of Kinsley. In April, the head of the state's main water regulatory agency, the Division of Water Resources, tentatively approved that request. Hays has long struggled with water. It's a little too far east to tap into the Ogallala Aquifer, and there are no other good sources of groundwater or reliable streams or reservoirs nearby. Today, the city gets much of its water from wells along the Smoky Hill River and nearby Big Creek. But as Hays has grown, those water sources are no longer sufficient. In 1995, Hays bought the Circle K Ranch near Kinsley, along with its water rights. Russell, about 30 miles east of Hays, has had similar water woes and later bought into the deal. Over the years, Hays implemented some pretty drastic water conservation measures, like restricting lawn watering and encouraging low-flow toilets. And it worked. Hays cut back its water use to under 100 gallons per person per day. But those measures weren't enough. So the city wants to start using water that was, at one time, used to irrigate crops on the Circle K. Hays's move wasn't always welcomed by the residents of Kinsley and Edwards County, where a dry Arkansas riverbed is a reminder of their own water issues. Still, Hays owns the water rights. With the Division of Water Resources approval, the cities now must clear another hurdle. Because Hays would move a large amount of water more than 35 miles, Kansas law requires its approval by the heads of three of the state's water agencies. And if that happens, Hays hopes to use Circle K water by 2022. All of this could presage other water transfers, transfers that reflect possible conflicts when water becomes short, conflicts between ag and cities, between wildlife and ag, and yes, even between cities themselves. With their economic clout, cities just about always get the water they need. And sometimes I ask city people this question: what would you do if your water bill doubled? You might water the lawn a little less, maybe take quicker showers, but the short answer is you'd pay the bill. You can do without lots of things, but not water. If water gets more expensive, people in cities pay more. And that gives big cities the wherewithal to find and buy water. Because one rule always holds true: water flows to money. So the Hays transfer might be a one-off, or it just might be a glimpse of the future as Kansas adjusts to a water-short world. Every once in a while, an economist lectures me about the concept of substitutability. As a natural resource gets short, they say, people find a replacement. Problem solved. But what, I wonder, do you substitute for water?